Welcome to Live Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
I'm Ron, your host, and today we are discussing the issue of confirmation. What is confirmation? Where do I get confirmation, and when do I need it? Will God give me this confirmation? Today, the Holy Spirit will help us uncover another key in our walk with Him.
Let the word be confirmed by the mouth of two or three.
Yes.
And that is what we call confirmation. And confirmation many times can be like gathering faith. You have something that God's speaking to you, and you submit it to your group of that you fellowship with. Or even confirmation can come from anywhere, but you're looking for confirmation. God's going to speak and confirm this to me. And it says by the mouth of two or three, if I hear a word from the Lord, am I responsible and say, yes, that's a word from the Lord. I can confirm that because God has spoken to me. Or I see a situation, I can confirm that. And if I can't, there's many different reactions. Well, let's look to the Lord together. Let's look again. Maybe it's not for now. Lack of not being able to confirm a word is not no. There are times that you have to say no, but it's not an automatic. Because we don't know the timing of God. God can speak to you and not speak to me for a week or 2 weeks. But I have to be faithful.
Yes.
I have to be faithful to what God is speaking, because I don't care who it is. If God speaks to me and I can confirm it and it's His will for me to speak that confirmation, I'll do it. And I'm no respecter of persons.
Right. You know, the wonderful part about this, honestly, is if you believe the Lord is speaking to you, act on it. You know, I mean, unless He tells you to move to France, then you might want to get confirmation if that's a good idea or not. You know,
yep.
A little bit of facetiousness here, but at the same token, if you believe the Lord is telling you, you're driving along and He says, take a right turn, do it. Try it. Find out, is that the Lord speaking? That's how you learn His voice, is you hear something and you try it. If it's not the Lord, He will be faithful and show you. If it is the Lord, you just fine-tune your hearing just a little better. And the more you practice and the more you work with it, the thing is He'll speak to it. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We're just not necessarily listening on the same wavelength He's talking. So we need to express, do something. There has to be that action, or the Holy Spirit's going to quit talking to you. And so when you hear Him, give it an action and then find out, okay, was that right or not? If it's going to be a financial situation, go get confirmation and ask the Lord to confirm it for you through the mouth of two or three witnesses. Sometimes I would say you don't want to tell people because someone's going to say, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Well, that's their thoughts. It's not necessarily a word from the Lord.
The thing about confirmation, you have to have a heart of integrity before the Lord.
Yes.
If you're going to go look for confirmation, truly confirmation, then that doesn't mean you go up to your friends and say, you know, I have this word that the Lord spoke to me, and here it is, blah, 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 blah. Do you confirm it? You just water the heck out of the fleece.
Yep.
You're baiting your friends to confirm something.
even if they're not your friends, even if you go up to your pastor or your elders and you're going up there and you're saying, you know, I have this witness that I'm supposed to move. No, that's not confirmation, and it's not helping you at all as far as your maturity goes. There needs to be a supernatural confirmation, and God is big enough to give you that confirmation. And honestly, I think you can actually spell it out to him just like Gideon did.
Yep.
This is what I want you to do, Lord. Or if you don't have enough faith for that, just say, Lord, I'm expecting confirmation from somewhere. You're going to supernaturally speak through people to me and not just once. Yeah, and we're talking about big things. I'm going to go get a loan for a new house. I'm going to move to Indiana. I'm going to marry somebody. I'm, you know, not the little things, not everyday stuff. You're looking for real live confirmation. I think there's a lot of people that say, God spoke to me about this and God spoke to me about that. And they go off half-cocked because they had this little dream or they had this little vision or they had some voice speak to them. And right away, they've heard from God. Now, the tendency that I have in that is it's your brain talking to you and not God.
Right.
Now, maybe it is God talking to you, but I would lean towards the other first and say, this is God speaking to me, but if I'm going to talk to the brethren that I relate to, I better have something in me of integrity that says I need to know before I say God spoke to me or God gave me this dream or God gave me this vision or God spoke to me about this. That's going to affect them. If that isn't God, what are you manifesting? You are not manifesting God. There needs to be an integrity and an intensity within each of our hearts, especially in the big things.
There is a gentleman who we know, and the Lord spoke to him that he was going to die. And he put out the word to a certain group of people and said, I've got a word from God. I need confirmation. And he let it go. And I happened to be one of those who gave him that confirmation. And it was what he needed. It was a source, one source of confirmation that he received. And I didn't even know what I was saying. It was a dream. I gave him specifically what the dream said. It took me a month later to realize that that's what I told him. He's going to die. The Lord will be faithful to get you the confirmation that you need. It's his word. He's the one who is going to, if he gave you a word, that word has everything in it to see it fulfilled. When the Lord gives you a word and you stop and say, give me confirmation, that's okay. Look at how many times Gideon got confirmation from God. More than, it's four times at least that I can think of. It's okay to say, wait. Okay, you spoke it. You confirmed it this way. I need more assurance. And I would go through that process because I think he's more than happy to help you with that confirmation.
When we receive what we believe to be a word from God, it's important that before we act, we ask God to give us confirmation. God can speak to us in many ways, and as we wait and listen, he always confirms his word.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.